Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Write your problems down in detail. Come to the higher place. Why do you grab a wide shooting table? In the meantime, must you face? Right, white, right, you bloody well right. You got a bloody right, sir. Right, you bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
You've got a right to say, but you've got an obligation to be honest. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Still got it going on at the ripe old age of 73. I got it popping, man, popping.
Wow, wow. I thought you were 43, so you look pretty good for somebody who's 43.
I'm never drink like cheap beer, never smoke cheap cigarettes, see what it does for you.
Good morning, everybody. Poke the Hornet's Nest with Nick Gardner and Doug Janke. And
what's the weather, Doug?
Well, looking out the window, it is stopped raining for the moment, but I can assure you up in Shingletucky, where the dogs talk and the people bark, there's about 3 inches of snow at the stores.
Oh, did you have fun driving down here?
I was driving a pickup truck, and those are fun in the snow.
You know what people need to realize in the snow is when you're coming down a hill and you got a brake, you want to use your emergency brake, not your front brakes.
Who told you that?
A wise person a long, long time ago.
Yeah. That wise person probably went off the road, so I wouldn't use that.
Oh, no. He lived up in Trinity Center. He had to go down this steep hill all the time. You use your front brakes, your front tires freeze up, and you can't steer. You use back brakes, you've got a chance of slowing it down, and you got a little control.
Well, you can fish gel like a son of a gun. That's for darn sure.
Well, I'm past that age. I don't know what happened, but I grew up. Hey, we're going to beat up on these people that are trying to recall Kevin Cry again. And, you know, they keep saying that canceling the Dominion machines has cost us millions and millions of dollars. And there's a spread from anywhere from in between. And before I get any further, I went to the supervisors meeting and I invited Mary Rickert to call in any time on this show today and defend her position that it's cost us millions of dollars.
With an S. Millions.
Plural. And I also invited Jeff Gorder. He's the head of the recall committee. To call in or come in because we've got other subjects we'd like to talk to old Jeff about.
Hey, Nick, great news. Great news. The George Soros-sponsored speaking Kathy Darlin Allen is retiring. Now, unfortunately, there's some health issues there, so I hope she stays healthy. But best news ever for Shasta County. The George Soros-supporting Kathy Darlin Allen is officially retiring, I guess, right after the election, which I think is also very interesting. I'm sure she wants to have continuity of theft, so she's going to stay there until after this recall.
Well, you know, that's the second one that was reelected in 2022 that has retired almost less than a year after the reelection or four-year term, and that was the old game that the old school played of appointing their successor so they'd be an incumbent and have some experience behind them when it came time to get reelected. It's a foot up. It's kind of like Tanessa getting to be mayor. She gets to put down mayor of Redding underneath her name for the assembly of the state of California.
Well, Miss Audette,
even though she doesn't have any accomplishments as a city council member.
Well, and the funny thing is Miss Audette is out there got those slick ads, and if she had any sense of decency on that little trick they played on Mr. Mazzano, she should have said, no, Mark has earned it. I will be vice mayor this year. That's the way it should go. But instead, she did what all slimy unethical politicians do, and that is she jumped at the opportunity for self-promotion. And so that's if you vote for Tanessa Audette, that's who you're getting, is somebody who's going to self-promote and not do what's either honorable or right. And Mizano had earned that position, and now she's out there claiming that she's the mayor of Reading when she's done nothing to earn it.
And the only demonstration of class during that situation was Mark Mizano. He sat up there with a smile on his face. He didn't run her down. He didn't shout and get angry.
Hey, Christina, my sister just texted me from the Internet. Our show has gone silent, and I've heard that a couple times. Do we have any idea why that is happening? So if you guys are out there and we go silent, please call the station and let us know.
You might be able to go to 1460 and pick it up.
Well, she's in Las Vegas, so
she's on the Internet.
Well, I know, and it's gone silent. That's what she just texted me. So
maybe it's because it's Conservative Sunday, do you suppose?
I don't know. It's possible.
That's really frustrating because we've got a lot to share.
Yes, we do. So
ask her to text us back when she gets it going again.
I will do that. This is like the third time someone said that to me, that our show went silent on the Internet.
Oh, I've heard it half a dozen times. It's they claim it's the transmitter.
All right. So, anyways, back to the locals and the Audette and Mizano. And where were we going today, Nick?
We're going to pick on the millions of dollars that it's cost us. But, you know, there was a speak your piece letter to the editor in the paper today by Marge Beck. And the name sounds familiar, but I don't know who she is. But I'm going to read a few cuts out of this. The idea is sold that more local control is sold. Oh, she's talking about the charter county. The idea is sold as more local control, but it appears that it actually is more conciliation of power in the Board of Supervisors, eliminating the election process for positions as important as our register of voters, county clerk, and treasurer, ex-tax collector, is dangerous and takes away the voices of the people. This is a real possibility. The charter says that in the event of a vacancy on the Board of Supervisors, the supervisors will appoint somebody, will leave the position open until the next election, or it will go to a special election by the people. It doesn't say a dang thing about anybody else, the register of voters, county clerk, tax treasurer. If that was to happen, it would go to a vote by the people if they want to elect those positions or have the supervisors appoint them. It's a terribly misleading statement. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The county has functioned effectively for 150 years as a general law county. Well, you know, Laura Hobbs, she says she wants to make Shasta County great again.
Yeah.
I don't believe Shasta County was ever great.
Well, I mean, you know.
We've always had our
issues.
And some of them are major. I think we're on the verge of making Shasta great again. Signal okay at Dana Drive. Okay?
No, Dan Q. Dan Q.
Dan Q.
No.
Whoever Dan Q is. But anyway, you know,
He's the brother to Q Anon.
Shasta County has always been corrupt, dirty, you know, just not really representing the people. And we're on the cusp of the people being represented for a change. And Laura Hobbs is on the front of that. I was at the Women's League of Voters Forum they had, and she was the only one, well, save Patrick Jones and Wynn Park Carpenter, that would stand up and make an answer and then explain their answer. The rest of them had to explain why they were against whatever they were against.
Oh.
And it was very interesting. And I'm getting to where I want people that answer the questions instead of making excuses.
Well, you know, it's like you watched that Sean Hannity thing with Governor Newsom and Ron DeSantis. You know, every time Newsom was asked a question, he bloviated and spoke grandly but never answered a question. Not one time did he ever give an answer.
Yeah.
So that's what career politicians do, is they talk but you don't actually say anything.
Absolutely. There have been no public hearings that would serve to help voters make an informed choice. She's talking about the charter versus rural county.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, there has. Why don't you go to a supervisor's meeting? There's been plenty of discussion there.
Yeah.
And I think we've discussed it here. I think Carl Bott has to. Our county has plenty of big fish to fry, such as dealing with the loss of considerable income from the action to eliminate impact fees that fund county programs. Well, you know, our budget is roughly $660 million. In 3 years, that is $2 billion. And they're whining about $500,000 impact fees that they eliminated to try and spur some growth.
Huh.
And they have all these different projects that those impact fees were going to go to, but, if they went to those projects, there'd only be about $10 a piece for each one. Well, they act like it's the end of the world. We're not going to have any more services in California.
Well, name one government project that's actually been worth its dollar that's been taken from the people. Nick, we normally don't take a phone call, but we did ask for someone to call in. Dana, are you there?
Is
somebody there?
Yes, this is Donna.
Oh, Donna. Okay. Donna.
Hit it. Hurry up.
Well, I'm on the mailing list for Gun Owners of California, and I wanted to tell you the rating. Tanessa Audet, Republican, C rating. Heather Hardwick, Republican, A rating. Melissa Hunt, Republican, A rating. Mark Mazzano, Republican, DNR, which I think he did not return his survey. So that's it.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
talk
Donna.
To you later. So, okay, the voting machine has cost us over $1 million to fix something that wasn't broken. Well, now let's get to this, and I'm going to explain it briefly, and we're going to go to some cuts. We canceled the Dominion machine that was costing us $266,000 a year that cost more for special elections that we had to pay a service contract on and that we had to update software every year. It ran us well over $300,000 a year. We bought the Hart machines for, I was told, $950,000, but Mary Rickert claims it was $861,000. So that's a cut right there. But the thing is, we own those machines. So let's go ahead and say that it cost us $1 million to buy those machines. Well, the next 14 years, our elections are free. And you know what? We can set those machines in the middle of the mall, and you can walk by and look at them. They could take the sides off them. We own them. We can look and see what's inside those machines.
Yep, absolutely.
And for them to say it cost us millions of dollars, they are lying.
Completely and utterly through their teeth. And also the thing I've said on our show, also when I've been on Carl Bott's show, is I, as well as 7 out of 10 Americans, do not trust the electoral system. We do not. Because of the machines, because of the stuffed ballots, we don't trust it. And Dominion's at the heart of it, because Dominion, by its nature and design, was designed to steal elections. That's what it was set for. Kurt came in and explained exactly what it was. And why is mine and Nick's vote, or Nick and I, why is our vote that we don't trust that machine and them getting rid of it not valid compared to the liberals who are, you know, saying, oh, my God, we don't like it. We didn't trust it. I'm so glad they got rid of it. So there you go. Good job, guys.
You've got to use the grammar that liberals understand. You should have said Nick and me.
Or I or it or them. One of the pronouns.
Further, large amounts of money funding this drive is coming from someone that does not live here and has a vendetta against our beloved county. Well, you know what? Anselmo has donated a large amount of money to clean up our county representatives. And these people just can't stand it. I saw Reverge Anselmo down at a Tea Party meeting explained his lawsuit against the county. And he seemed like a nice guy. This is the only time I've ever seen him. He explained it to the T, and as far as I'm concerned, he was right. But the thing is, and then they mentioned that he's going to turn this into Anselmoville. Well, you know what? I wish we were Anselmoville. I drove by his place up there in Inwood, and it was manicured to the T. I didn't see any needles or trash on the ground. I didn't see any homeless. I could stand a county that's Anselmoville.
Well, you know, it's funny when they come up with this stuff now, but Glenn Hawes back in the day, him and Russ Small developed the Shasta Land Trust, which is probably one of the largest, in my personal opinion, criminal organizations here in the North State, because it basically, if you want to do something on your property, you have to go buy an acre off of Glenn's property, off his own personal property as a trust, where he's not allowed to, quote unquote, sell it or build on it. That allows you to build on your property.
That might have fairy shrimp.
It might have something. And it's funny is you can't do anything on your property, but he can continue doing his for agricultural, whatever, and the whole works. But that's the kind of system that used to be in place. That was it. And we're still dealing with that. Then you look at Modi and that entire tenure of crappy decisions, including the one that finished it all when they locked us down. They destroyed our businesses. They destroyed our children. They bought into the lie. Those people should be held accountable for the damage they did. That's what the liberals want. Those are the people they want back, the ones who destroyed us. And I think that Patrick, Chris, and Kevin are turning the Titanic out of the storm, and it's going to take a while. And these folks constantly talk about Kevin and how much money he's cost. What they seem to forget is Kevin's voting for a budget will be the first time this year. He didn't get to vote on the budget they had to put up with last year. So all this cost or talk about monies and everything else, that predates Kevin. He had to do what was already voted on by the previous people. So when they talk about these, how much it's going to cost, how much this and that, it's just patently not true.
Well, let me hitchhike onto that. Matt Plummer at the Wednesday night forum, he said, he echoed what Ronald Reagan said. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And he's insinuating that this current board is the one that upset the apple cart for the last 4 years. The fact of the matter is, Chris and Kevin have only been there for a year.
Not even. This is the end of their first year this month.
Garmin has only been there for 2 years, so the only ones you can pin the blame on is Mary Rickard and Patrick Jones. Patrick Jones was fighting Modi. He was fighting Les Ball, he was fighting Mary Rickard, he was fighting Comente. Joe Comente. They created all these problems, and what I want you to remember is when Reagan took over for Carter, it didn't turn around on a dime. We had 3 or 4 years that were really slim because it took that long to change Carter's policies. So just because we get three conservatives in there, they're fighting all the past policies, and it just doesn't happen overnight. This recall committee is not giving these three a chance to do the people's business the way the people want it done.
Well, I mean, the whole recall thing is just a complete load of BS, because the reality is Kevin made one vote as part of a five-person group. I still stand by that. I really appreciate the vote that Kevin and Pat and Chris did, and yet it was within weeks of him making this vote that they decided they needed to recall him. He'd been in power, at quote unquote power. He'd been on the board for less than a month and made a vote. And then within a month or so, the whole "we got to recall Kevin Cry" started. I mean, think about that. Because if that's the case, I would have recalled Joe Biden by February of 2021.
Would you have waited that long?
No, I would have done it the next day. But that's the point. Is this gentleman, I think, truly does have the heart of Shasta County at his goals. And this whole recall thing has been BS from the get-go. And on the TV ads, they're just lying through their teeth about this thing, because on their TV ads, it starts off with something about Shasta County Sheriff Kevin Cry turned down positions. Bull crap. And I would use more direct language. The sheriff was on Carl Bott's show. Carl Bott, Sheriff Johnson, and Sheriff Johnson said that his staffing is the best it has been in years, and he's got 12 people going through the background check. So when these people say these things, the problem is with liberals, they say this, they spout out the lie, they spout it out, and then you're defending the lie instead of talking the truth. And so they put that out there, and people who don't do research, oh, well, that Kevin Cry, he's not wanting our sheriff, which is completely the opposite of what's the truth. Sheriff Johnson said that he is attracting a lot of people and filling a lot of positions. So there's just an example, one of many lies these folks have told, including the dollars. So that's just how liberals work, Nick. They just throw stuff out there, and then you got to respond to it. Continue.
Well, at least we're throwing stuff back at them.
Some of us.
Well, let's go ahead with the clips. Can we play the first clip and then the second clip? And then the third clip.
Let me echo the sentiments of the two previous speakers. I'm on board about 100% with everything that they said. Given the recent legal outcomes of the Dominion lawsuit against Fox, the firing of Tucker Carlson for knowingly conveying those lies, the successful lawsuit against Mr. Lindell, it's time for this board to recognize that you are on a course of policy with our voting system, which is predicated on lies and misinformation. Let me say this again. You are building an inefficient, costly voting system predicated on lies and malinformation. This county demands better and expect you to bring us back into the 21st century with an accurate voting system based on best practices. You are co-opting the will of 68% of the voters who said we trust Kathy Darling Allen and her expertise and experience with our voting system. We don't trust you to handle those nuts and bolts details. We don't. You don't have the experience for that. We will be hearing later today about further fiscal impacts of this irresponsible and unnecessary voting system, impacts which may have negative consequences to services to some of the most vulnerable people in our community. Wise people recognize the value in changing opinions and perspectives when confronted with new information and facts. We need you to do this. It is time for you to lay aside your hubris and reverse course. You, not Dominion, not the Illuminati, not the mainstream media, not any other scapegoat, you have compromised our ability to have free, fair, and accurate elections, not to mention our reputation as a community and as a county. This is unacceptable. It is time for you all to restore good policy, reliable services, and stable governance to Shasta County. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
That was Suzanne Barrymore, and I don't see how canceling the Dominion machines and buying the Hart machines took away services for our county. And she's no stranger to hydraulic sandwiches. She's had a DUI and I think some other alcohol-related offense. I've been told that she likes to go have a hydraulic sandwich after work every night. And, you know, she just bloviates and is very dishonest, in my opinion, about...
Well, I hope that the supervisors, now that they have the opening, they do not hire anybody for Kathy Darling Allen's position within the system. Find a conservative. Find somebody who says they will open the machines, they will open up every file at any request, and that to me is almost like the prerequisite. When they go to interview who's going to be put in that position, they get it in writing that if there's ever, from either side, a liberal or a Democrat or a conservative side that says, I want to see the results, there's no hesitation. It's not top secret. There's nothing there except numbers and facts. And so I'm hoping that they hire people who will do that. And Susan Barrymore, again, is just, she's just bloviating.
Well, you know, they've got till, I think it's May 5th. Yeah, they've got till May. Or was it April she's going to retire? One or the
March,
other.
I think it was said end of March or April 1st.
Do you suppose Newsom's going to jump in there and tell us that he needs to appoint any vacancies for any elected position?
Gosh, I hope not.
So anyway, Susan is running for District 2 supervisor. That's a strong no for me. Can we get this other clip in? And then I guess we'll go
Supervisor
to a break.
Supervisor Cry, you betrayed the trust of District 1 voters. You campaigned on fiscal responsibility, ensuring the county doesn't get sued, and on being a uniter and a healer. You've done none of those things. Rather, you voted to throw away millions of taxpayer dollars by relying on the disproven opinions of election denier Mike Lindell and terminating the contract with Dominion Voting Systems in favor of a costly and untested hand count system. The Register of Voters has initially estimated that this move will cost the county an extra $1.65 million for each statewide election going forward. In addition, you abstained from voting against an unconstitutional Second Amendment resolution because you were more concerned about your personal liability than the county liability. Finally, the fact that you even considered offering the CEO position to a divisive and extremist candidate like Chris Street, who was held liable for $7 million in financial mismanagement and who is second in charge of New California State, an organization dedicated to splitting California, was an outrage and an embarrassment to all of us. Our county's in crisis, and we must act now. Your recall is necessary to preserve our limited resources and return stable government to Shasta County. We don't take this step lightly, but rather with a sense of seriousness. He's been personally served. I would just leave it there, Tim. We don't take this action lightly with a seriousness of purpose and duty. In fact, we don't plan to engage in any celebratory actions. At this point, we ask our supporters not to do so either. It's far too early to celebrate. There's a long road ahead, but we cannot stand by for another 3.5 years and watch you take the county down the path that you've taken it thus far. Therefore, today we've served you with a notice of intent to circulate a recall petition. For members of the press, we'll be available at 12 noon today outside
Christina.
The board chambers to answer any questions you might have. Thank you to all of those who have supported us.
Cut her
so
off.
Far,
that's a lot further than we wanted to go. Evidently, Jeff Gorder, who's still welcome to call, doesn't understand math too well. Instead of spending well over $300,000 a year for Dominion, we bought our machines that if you put it over the 15-year lifetime of the contract will cost us about $60,000 to $65,000.
Well, I know we got to pick this up because I think it's break time. So we'll go to break and then come back and we'll pick this right up.
And we got people calling. I just want to hear from Mary Rickert and Jeff Gorder.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party.
January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites.
Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Doors open at 2:30 p.m.
We'll talk football. We live it at Wind River.
For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Okay, stay with us because we got more clips, it's just important that you listen to a spread that these people have going on. But one thing I wanted to announce before we get too much further, Christian Gardner has been at the supervisors meeting. He goes to everyone, and he's got these big signs about the size of a lawn sign, and they say not on the agenda, point of order. And he stands up, and he's been distracting. And I was listening to some of the liberal talk in the hallway before the meeting, last meeting, and they were getting tired of him. So at the meeting, he left, and he left one of his signs there, and I was afraid they might steal it. So I took it home with me, Christian, and I'll bring it to the next meeting for you. I was protecting your sign. So can we go to the next clip?
In the last week or so.
This is Ronnie.
There were lies actually put forward
about voter fraud, and yet y'all made a decision to go ahead and take our voting machines away from us based on conspiracy and propaganda. And so you want us as citizens of Shasta County to trust you in making essential decisions for this county when your decisions are based on lies and propaganda. That is not showing that you are responsible. This whole political BS game, as what Kevin cried, what did you call it? Political football. When we are talking about our freedoms here in this in this county and our ability to vote, not only that, but our ability, that's going to cost us $6.5 million is what you're looking at by getting rid of our voting machines.
$6.5 million.
We can't afford to provide the funds for our jails.
$6.5 million. Let's go to the second part of that clip. That's the part I wanted to get out. Here she goes. Her name's Ronnie. I don't know what her last name is.
And y'all don't want to hear about it. We've got a homeless situation that we're dealing with that you guys are not dealing with.
Well, okay.
The level of corruption that has been in this community since I moved to this community over 15 years ago has just increased. And you guys are not helping it either. So y'all need to grow the hell up and start being responsible adults and start not acting like a bunch of children.
There we go. That's Ronnie. Well, you know, Ronnie, you've only been here 8 years. I've been here 73. And there's been a lot of corruption going on before the last couple of years. And we finally have some supervisors that are trying to sort it out and straighten it out. And you're whining.
Well, she says she's been here 15 years and it's been corrupt since she moved here. So if you just do simple math, that means that prior to Kevin Cry, 14 years, she found it corrupt, and yet she wants to return to that kind of thing where the votes are stolen. You know, there's nothing that's honest and integrity about the previous, because she herself said that she's been here 15 years and it's been corrupt since she moved here. So Kevin is, by mathematics, 8% of the problem.
Hey, listen, I've got this last clip coming up, and this is myself at the supervisor meeting calling out Mary Rickard, and she has a reply about the millions of dollars. So listen to this closely.
Yesterday, I attended the show in Shine in Palo Cedro. Great success. Everybody was happy. They made the chamber.
Oh, boy,
money,
this isn't
so
it.
Really pleased with that. And over the course of the last week, I've had several meetings with constituents.
Yeah.
That wasn't it. I hope I didn't give her the wrong time slot there.
Well, at your age, who knows?
213.43. Okay, go ahead. Skip it up a few seconds.
It's Sunday morning, folks. We're having our coffee right now.
That was a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of show and shine, so we encourage people.
Okay, evidently, I gave Christina the wrong times. That happens because, you know, I didn't go to eighth grade. So, anyway, the gist of it is I got up there and I called out Mary Rickard on claiming that there was millions of dollars lost because we bought the Dominion machines. And I called out Jeff Godert and a few others saying I want an explanation about how this cost us millions of dollars. And Mary wouldn't reply. But at the end, when I got done, she says, I have some figures for you. Now, I have it on good authority. Mary was sitting there reading off her phone. And at the same time, Matt Plummer was up there texting on his phone. Now, this is a history that Mary has had. I've seen Suzanne Barrymore and Don Duckett texting questions to Mary, and then she comes up with a question. She can see the light of her phone, and she's reading it off.
Mm.
And this has been going on. So here is the numbers that Mary gave me.
Uh-oh. Hold
okay,
on,
Okay, here
folks.
We go. It cost us $111,000 to prep for a hand count. That's money that Mary Kathy Darling Allen spent trying to figure out how to hand count ballots. It cost us $171,000 to terminate the Dominion and retire supplies. So I guess that's what it cost us to send them their machines back. We spent $861,554 for the HART contract. That comes out to $1,144,000. That's not millions.
Well,
I'm not quite done.
Oh, sorry. Take it on.
And now if you take, and I said this before, if you multiply the $300,000 that we saved for the next 14 years, that's $4.2 million, Mary.
Well, I would like to know who arranged for the shipping of those machines. You could rent a 20-foot container and ship it all the way on the other side of the world for about $3,500. So who the heck paid $100,000 to ship machines in a container back to Dominion? That number, actually, when I heard that, my jaw dropped, is because they're just machines. We ship cars. Every product you get in the store comes in a 20-foot container, and yet it somehow costs the county of Shasta $100,000 to load up a container and ship it somewhere in the world.
We could have rented a Hertz rent-a-truck and taken it to wherever they wanted it for $50,000 and had enough left over to eat dinner. Hey, have you noticed the businesses that are shutting down in Redding?
Yep. Yeah. I know that at least in the restaurant sector, some of them are choosing not to do lunches anymore because the $20 an hour minimum wage that Mr. Newsom gave those folks, they're not making enough money at lunchtime to keep their doors open. So I've seen that. But the thing is, Nick, nationwide, there is massive layoffs coming around, and they keep giving this rosy picture about the unemployment. But, yes, I have seen some businesses that are going out of business. It's not great.
No, it's not. It's getting worse. So that's the gist of it. I think the supervisors made a really wise decision canceling Dominion, buying our own machines. We can look through them. We can do anything we want with them. They're our machines, and they're not costing us a dime more from now till they wear out.
Well, I have a hard time thinking about this because for over 200 years, and as recently as last year, hand counting paper ballots have been acceptable in the United States and around the world. And as a matter of fact, Argentina, with millions of people, just did an election that was the results were known the same day. And all of a sudden, in the last 20 years, we have lost the ability as human beings to count like we did for 200 and something years. And the election integrity, though in the old days it was kind of sleight of hand, I mean, one of the things that got the election, in my opinion, from Mr. Joe Biden, and I use that term loosely, is we all went to bed the night before, and Trump was ahead in virtually every state. And the next day, the elections had completely turned by a statistically almost identical number that could not have been done by accident or by human error. That was programmed into the system. That is why I don't trust Dominion.
Well, let's get on back to local here now.
Please.
I don't support Matt Plummer because he's a Bethelite. He quoted Reagan as shutting down the mental health institutions in California. That's completely false. That was Pat Brown in his legislature. Reagan had to sign the legislation. He didn't have any choice. And his first priority is homelessness. Well, you know what? If we had us a jail and we could lock up the criminals, the homelessness would be a lot less severe to deal with.
Well, think about how much money we have thrown between the city, the state, and the county. We've thrown at homelessness. We're feeding the bears. They're getting worse. There's a certain moment when you got to say we keep throwing money at this problem and it's not getting better. What is another option?
Well, my
accountability is my opinion.
My complaint with Sloan is he's been on the board of directors for the Goodwill Rescue Mission for 3 years, and he thinks they're making progress. You know, the city of Redding is giving them, I believe it's $3.2 million to build a daycare navigation center right behind the Goodwill Rescue Mission, and all we're doing is making them more comfortable. Sloan and, well, I don't know about Plummer, but I know that Sloan and Long and Bearmore, they've sucked the government's hind tit their whole life. We need to get some private people in there like we have right now that are making wise decisions. The thing about Sloan is I feel he's overeducated, and I feel that was the problem with Leonard Modi. They are so smart, they know what's best for us. And you take them moving us into a charter county, that happened, or a suburban county that happened 10 years ago, well, that's Modi's tenure.
Yeah.
And what that did is this overeducated person isn't with a bunch of rural counties representing a bunch of local yokels. He moved over with the big cheeses.
Well, because it made it more important.
That's right. That's exactly right. And they could pay the management, the executives in our county, more money. Now, if we go to a rural county, we're not, in my opinion, we're not going to cut those wages, but that's just one reason why we shouldn't have gone to suburban to start with.
Well, we're a rural county. We're one of the largest counties, if not the largest county in California, and our population is 175,000 people. I mean, that's a neighborhood in San Francisco, crying out loud. I mean, we should be a rural county because we are a rural county. If you leave city of Redding, all you see is country roads for miles in any direction.
If we go to a rural county, we're going to be the big cheese on the block.
Well, I mean, yeah, and we get more local control, which is the funny thing. This is exactly what these people are bitching that we don't want to get back is local control, and they're saying that we have it now when we actually don't, because we're just low man on the totem pole for the suburban counties.
And I got to tell you about another stinky thing that was pulled by the, in my opinion, Kathy Darlin Allen, the election department. Laura Hobbs, who is a microbiologist, who worked as a microbiologist until she had babies, and she took a pause in her career to raise her children, which I think is quite admirable, they would only let her register on the ballot as parent. Where the rest of them, they get to put down, you know, they are, a retired police chief, that's long, or a retired police officer. What was Sloan? A professor. And Barrymore, she's some big cheese in the educational system. And, you know, most people will skip over that. Here's some dissatisfied parent running. When, in my opinion, Laura Hobbs, she wants to cut fees. In fact, those impact fees, she would like them to go back to the people that paid them, because basically it was an illegal tax.
Well, I mean, you know, as a real estate agent myself, I've seen what it is like for builders and do-it-yourselfers in that when I got into the business back in 1998, you could build a house in the city of Redding. Most of your fees were about $7,000, $8,000, and you had a shovel in the ground. I went to a forum that they presented at the Red Line a couple years ago with the city of Redding and the county of Shasta, and if you want to build a house today, before they made this decision, and the county of Shasta, you're looking at almost $40,000 in impact fees before you actually put a shovel in the ground. And people wonder why we don't have quote unquote affordable housing. Well, if you're putting out $40,000 just in fees, plus the dirt, plus the building, you can't build houses for $240,000 and have first-time home buyers. There's just no way to make money on that. So I think the impact fees, I get it. We're using more water. We're using this. But there needs to be some kind of fairness about it, and not just a blanket, you're paying $1 million in fees.
Getting back to Laura Hobbs, she doesn't believe that making the homeless more comfortable is going to help our problem. She believes it's a law enforcement problem, and that the police and the sheriff need to start enforcing the laws on the books to discourage these homeless people from actually being in our community.
I 100% disagree, because these guys are trying. These ladies and gentlemen and yitz and theys who have the badge, they are trying. I mean, they are running
into the
same.
They're doing what they're told to do.
But
they would love to move these people out of our
community. That's what I want to say.
That's not what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you understand it that way, audience?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, what she's saying is the cops should handle the problem. I think they want to handle the problem.
There you go. That's right.
But there's no place to put them.
And so, she's pointing that out.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a cop problem as much as it's a
Sloan and Plummer want to build them a little bit more comfortable daycare center so they can go down and do their laundry.
Yeah.
Get something to eat, maybe get a little counseling.
I think we did. There's no responsibility. There's no accountability for what's going on right now. And that's the problem. The cops are arresting the same people over and over and over. And so to say that the cops need to do that, I think they are.
Here's another original thought from her. She wants to have another grand jury because the first one's overlooked or overworked, and the second grand jury should be in charge of draining the local swamp.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it, though? I haven't heard that from anybody else.
No, that would be actually excellent. I'd like that.
She's actually, she's an independent thinker. She points out that Carly Lake, along with Trump, they probably got the dirty end of the stick when it came to counting votes.
Yep.
You know, somebody told me that what they did with Carly Lake is they shortened up the ballots by a half inch so they wouldn't go through the machine, and then they throw them in a box and maybe forgot to count them.
Well, you know what's funny is the liberals keep saying there was no voter fraud, you know, there was no cases, blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is, for Trump in particular, there has been no case ever heard by any judge. But over the United States, more and more you're seeing judges starting to overturn elections on clear voter fraud. And there was just one where they found someplace in Connecticut where there was ballot stuffing. And the funny thing is, it always only goes one direction. You've never heard of a conservative winning an election by voter fraud. It's always one side of the coin that is getting
Hillary
in
Clinton
there.
Accused Trump of voter fraud.
Well,
the conservatives.
Yeah.
They started, so do Al Gore.
Al Gore. Yeah, the hanging Chad. But no, it's so funny. It's so when they talk about these things, and you're talking about Carrie Lake and that, the voter election fraud has never been heard. And when it has been heard by real judges based on the merits, they are overturning elections. And actually, Southern California had one overturned. Again, all on one side of the coin.
Another person that stood out at the League of Women Voters Forum Wednesday night was Wynn Carpenter.
I like Wynn.
He's running against Mary Rickard. If you're happy with Mary Rickard, vote for her, but I don't see how you can be. You know, she's the old wise one up there now, and she seems lost since Modi's not up there to tell her what to do. Well, it's about the truth.
Well, there's got to be a puppet master somewhere.
Yes.
So, Nick, hey, I got great news. I just saw this last night, and I thought I'd share it with our listeners. New York has decided they're going to give their overwhelming illegal population prepaid debit cards to the tune of $53 million in taxpayer money. I mean, if they want to fix the homeless stuff, why don't we do that? Why don't we give the homeless people here prepaid? And in New York, it's illegal. But, hey, that seems to be another great liberal idea.
Well, if the homeless had any sense, they'd denounce their American citizenship and go down and be a citizen of Mexico and come back up here and get more free money.
And change their sex. Then they could identify as...
Then they could go to the front of the line.
They'd go change their sex, their race, and their immigration status, and they'd get free food for life, probably.
There you go. Well, they are already.
Well, and you know another thing, Nick, I talked about this on Carl Bott's show the other day. You know, we've heard from the lady, Anne, I think you have her as a clip for
Anna Lewis. You guys want to hear that clip? Can you get that clip? And they claim that homeless aren't being dropped off here in Redding. Annie Lewis. Oh, here, Doug's got a picture of a bus.
So the other day I was coming in from Shingletucky, and I'm getting there by the Walmart shopping center. I see this white bus with Mexican license plates, and the windows are all whited out. So I follow it into the Walmart shopping center, and it is a bus load. And I went to the – I took pictures of it. I have it. I can prove it. I looked through the front window, and – it was filled with immigrants, and I will say they were not of the well-heeled tourist class. They were actually of the immigrant class. Now, I don't know that they were being dropped off here, but, folks, human trafficking is being done by the Mexican government, the U.S. government, right through Shasta County. And it's funny, as Greg Abbott is getting his hands stepped on by all the liberal mayors because they're too stupid to do research – he's responsible for about 15% of all the immigrants that have gone to these big cities. The federal government, their chosen liberal lovers, are the ones that are sending 85% of the immigrants to New York, to Chicago, to Denver, and elsewhere. It's being paid for by you and me as the taxpayers, and it's not being done by Greg Abbott. He actually represents a fraction of what's being done. And so when I saw that bus here in Redding, California, and we've heard about it. We actually had that lady on the Board of Supervisors.
She's ready right now.
Yeah, so let's listen to this, because this was a very interesting clip that Nick played probably like 3 or 4 months ago. So play it if you can, Christina.
Kimberly Moore, followed by Missy McArthur.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Annie. I own a complex I had a friend call me one night. He says, can you please pick up? She's an elderly lady. Pick up her son. I go, where, at the Greyhound? She goes, no, there'll be a call for you to pick him up. So he called me. And I go, where's your location? Where are you at? So he told me where he was at, by Dutch Brothers parking lot on Eureka Way. So I get down here, and I see this big bus from San Francisco. They're loading off of all of these illegal, these homeless people. They're just, must have been about 35 of them. They were not allowed to use the cell phone until the bus was gone. He could not give me the location. He says they gave them all $50, and they bring them down here once to two times a week and drop them off. So I don't know what we can do to try to find out about that. Because if they keep bringing homeless here, it's going to be like feral cats. You know, and we really need a rehab center. I was an addict at 10 years old. And, you know, I got help when I was in New Orleans. And I got healed. I became a United States Border Patrol. I was shot. USD University, got educated.
But that's a lady who spoke publicly at the Board of Supervisors. It is recorded. It's on their archives. And she's identifying something that she had firsthand knowledge. I am reporting to you firsthand that this bus and buses like it are going right through Shasta County with human trafficking. That is what our government has come down to. We are trafficking, in conjunction with the Mexican government, people either into Redding or through Redding on Interstate 5. And like I said, I saw this bus. I looked through the window. I'm probably lucky they didn't shoot me or have a cartel come after me. But that's what's happening right now. And that's when they say, let's help the homeless people. The more you give, the more you get of them. If you feed the bear, you're going to get more bears.
Hey, you know, I brought this to the attention of different police chiefs, of supervisors, of city council members. And they all say, well, we need a picture, we need a license plate number. They downplay it like it's not happening. The one person I'd like to thank for this situation is Kristen Schrader. She is the one that's, in my opinion, had more influence on bringing out-of-town homeless to our community. I want to get back to the measures. Measure D, you want to vote yes on, that's to adopt a charter county. They left out on here that the supervisors had the opportunity to leave the position vacant. And then on Measure C, all of them are for Measure C, which is imposes a limit of two terms, except Mary Rickert.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? And then you go over to this Proposition 1, which authorizes a $6.38 billion bond to build mental health facilities for those mental health and substance abuse challenges, provides housing for the homeless. They slipped in the veterans there. It's got nothing to do with the veterans. That just garners a few extra votes for them. But if they get this $6.4 million for housing, the number of houses they want to build, it's not right here, but it figured out to a little over $800,000 per bed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like the jail. You know, they've got a tentative budget of I don't know how many millions, but when you work it out, it's like $500,000 a bed. It's crazy.
Yes,
it's absolutely nuts.
Yes, we could buy trailers. We could buy them trailers. We could move them around where they're needed.
Well, we need old Joe.
We might even make a mistake when they're stacked in there like cardwood and say, oh, well, I thought this one wanted to be moved down to Sacramento where it came from.
Well, I think old Joe Arpaio down in Arizona had the best one. He had tent cities and everybody wore pink. I thought that was classic.
That's right.
Well, Nick, we've managed to put another hour together, man. What do you want to say in closing? I think we got about a minute or so.
Get involved with your local government. If we're going to straighten our county out, we've got to start and build a foundation, and that's built locally. If you like the way the city of Redding is being run by the Bethelites, vote for Matt Plummer. Personally, I don't.
Well,
I think Patrick Jones has done a good job.
Yeah, no, I'm in the county, and I think that the Board of Supervisors' conservative tilt has done well for us, and I'd like to see more conservatives so we don't have these games being played. And, the return of civility, because these people who keep talking about we need to be civil in the Board of Supervisors are almost all universally one side of the coin. So, people, you may not be into politics, but politics are into you. So you got to get out there and do something.
We didn't have this lack of civility at the supervisors' meetings until the recall people showed up.
Yeah.
And I only once or twice saw profanity used, and I see it.